Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This mountain of prophetic interventions, God will intervene for you on all areas of your life today. It's a spiritual tunic. Do wake up to it first thing before you do any other thing. After the audio Turning Point, read the Turning Point booklet. If you subscribe online, Turning Point prayer booklet content will be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 13th date in August 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent and be saying amen. I receive it. All you set out before you to do today shall be successful. You will operate in favor and unusual profit and resources breakthrough in all you do. And you are connected to an anointing that has been speaking in the last 35 years without failing. That same grace, that same oil will be flowing in your life. I prophesy you will not have less. You and your family and your children and everything that has your name on it receive the same anointing and the oil flowing on this commission. Yesterday, I said I'm prompted to pray for 20 categories of people. It's now 20 categories. Breadwinners, job seekers, job owners, soul winners, caregivers, waiting single, waiting mothers and fathers, kingdom promoters, approval seekers, producers and manufacturers of goods and services, marketers, students, knowledge seekers, kingdom preachers, God's servants in the fivefold ministry, health seekers, those that are sick, destiny helpers, mentors, homemakers, platform and network owners, and content creators. Yesterday, I prayed for breadwinners. Today is for job seekers, home and abroad. Wherever you are, listening to me, if you are an applicant seeking a job or desire a change of job, is your CV, application, or anything that represents your job desire close to you, document, raise them up. Listeners, you can stand in the gap for your loved ones as I pray. I speak over your life. You will get a dream job. Your waiting application will be favorably treated. The interview you have attended and they say you hear from us, employment letter will come very soon. Those that desire a change of job or a better job, you will get it. If you lost your job sometimes ago, you will get a new job 2-3 times better and bigger. In Jesus' name, you receive an SMS, a phone call, or a letter in your mailbox very soon. Tomorrow is for job owners, employers of labors. Get items and documents connected to your business outfit ready for tomorrow's prayer. This is your month of divine recovery. All those listening to me today, you will experience extraordinary favor this month. The power of God shall be on you. Let's do this today. Take a cup of water or a bottle of water. I will bless it for you, and then you will eat. You will drink. Rather, you sprinkle it or add to your bath water. Do as you feel led to do. Are you ready? Jesus blessed the bread. Gave to the people to eat. He blessed the cup. Gave to the disciples to drink. I use this water in your hand to represent the bread and the cup. May, as I bless it, as you drink, may you be healed. May you be cleansed. May you be strengthened and empowered. As you sprinkle and take your bath, it shall be for you according to your desire and according to your faith. In Jesus' name, go ahead and do as you are led to do with the water. August 13th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live to a good old age. In Jesus' name, say amen. I receive it. Right? Let's get into the knowledge and wisdom segment. First issue today for teaching. Good morning, Daddy and TPGF family. Please, if someone is in debt and sold her only car to pay off part of the debt, must she remove tithe from the amount raised from the car? Wow. Oh, no. Tithe is from income or profit. A person selling off the only car is doing so in pain. She is not earning. She is owing. That money is not a new money you earn. I know many pastors will say, go ahead and pay tithe. I think that will not be fair. She should not pay tithe out of that. I don't think that is what Jesus will do. Jesus will rather say, he will talk and do what will take the debt of her. Except you strongly feel that that is what God is asking you to do. My take is, you are owing, you are not earning. My last word on this, everyone, please avoid debt. Follow my teachings on how to avoid debt. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6 says, thou shalt lend unto nations, thou shalt not borrow. Mistakes and wrong decisions must have led you into this unfortunate debt. It's quite unfortunate. God will give you a miracle way to get out of this debt and also get back for you a better car. Amen. Next, thank you, Daddy, for allowing God to use you for us. More strength, sir. A man that is 9 years older than me is asking for my hand in marriage, but he already has a baby out of wedlock, and he said the wife is late. Daddy, do I need to pray about this at all, or I should let him go? I need your fatherly advice. Thank you, sir. Wow. Your saying yes or no will depend on a number of facts. Number one, is he genuinely and thoroughly born again and growing in faith? Number two, is he saying the truth about the late wife? Number three, do you like him as a person? Number four, character. What is his character? Who are the people that knows him enough to tell you about him? If you are a Christian, then you must be careful who you marry. If any of the questions above is shrouded in secrecy or unknown, please walk away. Don't rush into this kind of relationship. Let there be thorough investigation. And don't forget that I mentioned character issue. And then, do you like him? Is he a true child of God? Which is his church? Who is his pastor? Can elders and leaders talk to his pastor? Next, please, sir, I want to grow in Christ. Wow, I like this short and straight one. It's simple. Be seriously committed to this platform. Listen to my message daily. Read the prayer booklet that I always announce so that you can grow. Watch us on all our platforms on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Watch live or watch later on our YouTube, on our TikTok, on our Instagram, on our Facebook, at The Real Femi Emmanuel. They will help you to grow. Then join a good church. Bible believing, growing in Christ is like a new baby being born. First of all, from the mother's milk to real food to interaction with older siblings and doing what they do to schooling, feed on God's word, prayers, and then reading carefully selected, anointed spiritual books. Fellowship with other Christians, serving God and winning souls. There is no end to growing in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Stay passionately committed to Turning Point platform. This platform will help you to grow your faith. Next, Daddy, I am in the diaspora, and I have started to use your HSBC account, but it does not give us space to write the narrative behind our battle seed like PayPal does. How can I feel God knows exactly what I am sowing for when I can't express it in narrative? Sir, God bless you, Daddy. Wow. I bless God for your life, your faith, and your commitment to this platform. And I appeal to all TPGF members and listeners all over UK to do what you have done. The HSBC account is not my account. It's Turning Point Global account. That is the account name. As I have regularly announced, it helps us to save money from charges and commission from all the other platforms. All other donors outside UK or using other currency, use our PayPal account. It is still valid and it is our account. But TPGF members in UK, please do that. It will help us. Narratives and expressing one's feeling. It is not so much of what you wrote, but the prayer you prayed, the faith you have in sending it. He said, your father that sees you in secret, he will reward you openly. Pray, express your prayer request, before you remit your seed and your tithe. And then send your prayer request behind that tithe and seed to our headquarters prayer, global prayer altar. Send it to our mailbox, as I always explain, every Thursday. And if you send to the number I give you, they will tell you the mailbox. We will print out your prayer request, envelope it for you, and put it on the global prayer altar. Then, names of tithers and donors are sent to me, so I pray for you personally. And the number that sent the HSBC are dictated to you is one of our pastors in UK, anointed to pray for people and to cancel them, Adeola, on 074-111-28401. Send a chat and make a call or an SMS. It will pray for you. You see, you have 3 or 4 channels of praying for you now, and it's going to bless you. Do so. We will be blessing you. I pray for people by name because they will send your name to me wherever you pay your tithe or you sow your seed. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Forward this to all on your platform to also bless you. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain service in Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, Abuja. Telephone numbers for inquiries, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. Listeners, pay your tithe and sow your seed. I say this daily, intentionally, deliberately, to build a tithing and seed sowing culture. I want it to become our DNA. Tithing and seed sowing are covenant work we will have with God as long as we live. Do yours cheerfully and constantly. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. If you want us to send you the commission's account number and PayPal detail for your tithing and seed sowing, send a chat or please send me the commission's account to +234-809-789-4000. For our HSBC account, for all UK tithers and donors, send details, send SMS or chat to Adeola on +74-111-28401. Do so now. I speak to everybody's life today. Receive a new impetus, the power of the Holy Ghost propelling you to a higher height. You are blessed. Forward ever, backward never. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.